6. How Eiler Stanlos taught me numbers are insufficient. I tell the PA the pain is at a 6, but sometimes a 9-10. My answer is met with silence as he scans the paperwork, so I continue. It's a parasitic vine seated in the socket, climbing up thready sinew, veining across the scapula, stitching between ribs and vertebrae, choking the nerves sprouting there. It's a shocking misstep on a staircase, sparking a queasy buzz in the belly, radiating out to the extremities, tingling hands and feet, tightness in the chest, panic clutching my throat. It's an abusive lover terrorizing every move, threatening violence, insisting it's all my fault, for pulling on my jacket a certain way, for tying up my hair without first asking permission. It's as exhausting as poverty, desperation mingling with packed lunches and home-brewed coffee, stealing sleep, pressing against me on the train. I mistrust the integrity of this unstable body, with her herniating bulges and hypermobile articulations, pinching, ripping. When a joint slides apart, I snap it back together. The combination of agony and relief reminds me of signing my divorce papers. It whispers hopeless persuasions. This is life now. This is forever. And I believe it. The PA writes 6.